you know, visualizing the beauty of how my community got me there, and how my community continues to guide me, and, you know, that's the reason why I'm here and I do this work, so.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. That we've just come right up to the end of the hour. Very, very quickly, how can people find out more about Treaty Council? What is the website?
Sure. The Treaty Council website is www.iitc.org. You can find us there. You can find all of our information, our program areas, a lot of really good pictures. You can also find us on Facebook and the different work that is being done every week, and, you know, just catch up on things that we've done and also things that are coming up. And then in Tucson, if listeners are out there and want to stop by, you can find us at 100 East Ajo Way, right on the south side of Tucson.
Thank you so much, Amy Huanwen. We'll look forward to talking with you in the future. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening. One, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. And it is 7:01. I'm sorry, I went over just a minute. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, KGNU Outline. Please stay tuned for Cabaret.
This is the KGNU Cabaret Show. My name is George, with you this evening. Our special guest tonight is Kabu. We'll be talking about a new album you have coming out later on this week, entitled Lubbock, featuring Art Landy and Bruce Williamson. We're going to start off with a track from that, the lead track, and then hear some of you on solo guitar later on. Do you want to talk about this first song a little bit?
Well, this first piece is called Ambulante. It's written by Bruce Williamson, and Bruce plays multiple woodwinds on this particular piece. He plays soprano sax. And then following the recorded track, I'm going to play another of Bruce's pieces live here in the studio, solo guitar, called Fool's Gold. And I'm going to follow that up also with a live version here in the studio of one of my pieces called Awakening.
Great. This is Kabu with us on the KGNU Cabaret Show tonight.
Thank you.
Cabu with us on the KGNU Cabaret Show tonight. If you're just tuning in, we started off that set with advanced listen to the lead track Ambulante off of your project entitled Lubbock, featuring yourself, Art Landy, and Bruce Williamson, and then a couple of solo pieces. Do you want to, I guess, to our listeners, tell us a little bit about Art if you're not familiar with him and the Boulder community, and also Bruce, and how did you guys get involved, for a little bit about your musical history with them?
Sure. Well, yeah, Art is a bit of a local legend around here, and in a lot of ways, I maybe first moved to Boulder several decades ago because I knew that Art was here and had heard really strong things about his approach to teaching music and working with people, and so I wanted to do that. I saw that he was teaching at Naropa at the time and was interested in kind of going down that direction as opposed to going down like a conservatory type music path. So that brought me to Boulder in the late 80s. And while at Naropa, I met Art, and we immediately started playing. We formed a band called the Russian Dragon Band that played around the area, and we toured around the country and recorded a couple of records for, I guess it still exists, where there's a threat of having some sort of reunion tour at some point in the next year, maybe. So that was how I started working with Art. And at a certain point, the Russian Dragon Band, which had started as a quartet with Dwight Killian on bass, who's now living in Phoenix, Arizona, and Mark Miller, who does head the program, music program over at Naropa, it was a quartet, and Art was playing drums primarily. And then Mark got too busy with his teaching schedule and stuff like that, and we were playing trio for quite a while, and we had the opportunity to do a tour in the Midwest, and we decided we wanted to expand to a quartet. And since Mark wasn't available at this point, Art had known Bruce for many, many years already. Bruce was a part of the Rubisa Patrol, which was one of Art's earlier bands. They recorded on ECM. And Bruce lives in New York. So we invited Bruce to come out here, and we did a Midwest tour with Bruce. And I definitely had an instant connection with Bruce myself, and just felt so much camaraderie, you know, musically and personally, when we were playing, that eventually I did move to New York, and I moved into Bruce's place. He had a basement apartment in the Bronx that opened up when I first got there. And I was in New York for 20 years and played a lot with Bruce in a lot of different projects. So, and he and I did a lot of things. Of course, Art and Bruce had already had a long history, and they continued to do things together as well. And Art and I, too. And it really wasn't until spring of 2015 that we put together this trio specifically and did a tour down in Texas. And I was really excited by that. And on the tour, I had, just before the tour happened, had decided that I would be moving back to Boulder, that I was going to be leaving New York after 20 years. And getting back to Boulder, I was seeing all these great, inspiring young artists, and they all had CDs, and they were all getting grants from Pathways to Jazz, which is funded through the Boulder Arts Council. And so I applied for that and realized that I had so much music that had never been recorded. Bruce, the same. I mean, Art is a little off the charts. I mean, he's got well over 1,000 pieces most of which have not been recorded ever. So there was just this whole wealth of stuff. We went into the studio, thanks to the Pathways to Jazz grant, and we recorded for 2 days solid. We recorded 26 pieces. We did two takes of each piece. And then we recorded about 2 hours of open improvisational music, free music otherwise. And so from those sessions, I've put together two releases. So I have this first release that's called Lubbock, and Lubbock is the town that I was born in. And my parents grew up in Lubbock and met in Lubbock. And so it's kind of an homage to that.
Yeah. Cool. And then and this is going to be, what, officially released this coming Thursday? You mentioned you have some shows, kind of a short tour in the area around that, and including a show. Is that Sunday at Muse in Lafayette? Is that correct?
Yeah, Sunday will be local here in Lafayette. It's called the Muse Performance Space. It's just getting off the ground. It opened up this year. Beautiful, beautiful space. It's got a beautiful piano, a really nice stage, great lighting, sound. The acoustics are really nice. And it feels really intimate in there. And they feature visual arts from local artists in the area. You can see paintings hanging on the wall. Nice. It's really, really great space.
And we can give a shout out to Farrell and Elena, who are there right now.
Exactly. They're there right now for Oh Snap. And yeah. So, yeah, we'll be there on Sunday, and we start at 7.
Great. And then your website, people can find out more info about that as well, or the Muse, or...
Yeah, yeah, all the... And we're doing two concerts, Thursday and Friday. Thursday will be in Albuquerque, Friday in New Mexico. It's on my website.
Okay, great. So, and that, what is that website?
Website is kabu.net, and Kabu is spelled K-H-A-B-U. Got to get the H after the K, and then it all works.
Not after the B, after the K. What do you do next? Do you want to play another track from the album? Or?
Yeah, that would be fun.
What do you want to do?
Let's do track 4. This is called Temple of Tuang Phoa.
All right, this is Kabu live on the KGNU Cabaret. Thank you. Kabu with us on the cabaret. Do you have another one you could play for us before we chat a little more?
Sure. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, okay, here's one. This didn't make it on any of the recordings, but we recorded it nonetheless. And it's called Fake News Cycle.
Thank you.
Kabu with us on the Cabaret this evening on KGNU if you're just joining in. So you mentioned I guess that song isn't on the album, but you recorded that during the session?
Yeah. I mentioned earlier, we recorded 26 pieces, and the idea was to just record kind of as much as we could. And so we did two takes of everything, so we'd have some stuff to choose from. We could edit a little bit if we need to fix something here or there. Right. But the idea was just to record and not to get too fixated on, oh, I want to present it exactly this way. Right. And even the arrangements, we left really open. There are a couple things, like a couple of arts pieces we created medleys for, just so we could get more pieces recorded. But those were like really were the only things that we actually arranged. Otherwise, all the concerts preceding the studio session, we played everything completely different. We got into the studio, we played it all completely different.
Right. That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering, you can maybe tell us a little bit about kind of what brought you to where you are right now as a guitar player?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of history there. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess in
or a little bit about that.
I probably should start from when I was young, and it started on piano. I took piano lessons and liked piano. And then my brother, who's older, gave me a guitar. He gave me his guitar when he got his electric guitar. And he showed me some things, and so I kind of got going on it. And then I ended up meeting this guitar teacher, Eric Avinger, who lives in Houston, Texas. We're still really close friends. And it was Eric that told me about the Performing Arts High School in Houston. And after I'd been studying with him for a bit, he tells me, you really should go to the Performing Arts High School. Mm. Oh, okay, that sounds fun. So I did. And got completely ruined and corrupted by music and had to do it for my life. And, you know, just really kind of kept following that path and, you know, was in New York for a bit. It wasn't quite the right situation, so ended up here in Boulder where I met with Art, like I mentioned earlier, and then I ended up back in New York for 20 years, and so, yeah, it's just been a life of music, and particularly improvised music, more than anything.
I was going to ask, like, in the school, like, you know, were you studying jazz and classical, or was it kind of obviously I hear influences kind of coming from many different directions, just sitting in front of you right now?
Yeah. A lot of influences, for sure. I was just always really fascinated by music. What is music? What is that? And why do I like certain things? And why do I not like certain things? Why do I like things that, you know, are considered really stupid and cheesy? But I shouldn't admit, you know. Why do I like things that are super, super dissonant that, the so-called general public seems to not like, and these kinds of things. It always just fascinated me, this whole angle of stuff. Yeah. So I listened to as much as I possibly could of everything. It was primarily a jazz focus in terms of my training. I studied classical music, but not classical guitar. I could have if I really wanted to go down that road, but I was just so intrigued with jazz and playing electric guitar in jazz. That really fascinated me a lot. So I didn't go too heavy down the classical guitar road, but I definitely studied classical music, studied classical composition. I've always been really fond of a lot of the early to mid 20th century composers, stuff that involving 12 tone serialism, Bartok type worlds, like all that stuff has always been a huge draw for me. Growing up in Texas, I got to hear a lot of blues. My uncle was a blues musician in Texas. Actually, it's his cover art on the album here. He went to art school in college, and that watercolor of the windmill in Lubbock is...
And there's a fence and some rooftops and other things on there.
A very classic Lubbock look, yes. That album cover.
I've only driven through it once, I think.
I heard lots of, you know, blues was a very heavy influence, although I tried to deny it in my earlier days, you know, and tried to not play bluesy jazz.
Yeah.
And finally, I had to give up trying that. It just comes out. It is what it is.
Right. And then can you tell us a little bit about your guitar?
I love this guitar. This is a hand-built Marchione semi-hollow. Stephen Marchione is a friend of mine. We met each other in Houston. We actually met through my guitar teacher, Eric Abinger. He's good friends with Eric and had studied with Eric early on. We caravanned up to Boulder from Houston and were roommates and went to Naropa. And then after he was done with Naropa, he moved out to New York and apprenticed with a guitar builder out there, Pensa, who was making the Pensa guitars out of Rudy's music. And very quickly, Stephen, you know, got all the tools and the craft happening and opened up his own guitar shop there in Midtown. He's since relocated back to Houston, his guitar studio's in Houston. Anyway, Stephen made this semi-hollow for me just before the recording. And that was really exciting because we were recording mostly older repertoire, things that I had a strong memory of having played, you know, decades before on a different guitar with a very different sound. I really was looking forward to having this new instrument that would bring this body of music, at least for me, fully into the present. You know, it just has a real different response and feel from what I had been doing prior, so.
Well, Kabu with us on the cabaret tonight. Where do you want to go next? Do you want to play something else off the album we got? Oh, just 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
To go.
Let's see. Well, we might, what do you think? One or two? How about, well, it's hard to. I played something kind of slow and slow and bluesy earlier. Let's do number six.
Okay.
This is a medley of Art Landy's compositions. The first is called In Car. And it is segued into Socrates Brito.
And this is, again, a preview of the soon-to-be-released album from Kabu, Art Landy, and Bruce Williamson called Lubbock. Thank you. Once again, I'm Kabu on guitar, and that was Art Landy on the piano, and Bruce Williamson on saxophones, clarinet, and bass clarinet. Kind of a sneak preview from your album Lubbock that's coming out later this week. And tell us again about the show in Lafayette on Sunday.
So we'll be at the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette. It starts at 7 o'clock. We'll play two sets, and it will be our official CD release concert here in the Boulder, Denver metro area.
Great. And your website again?
It's Kabu, which is KHABU.net. Kabu.net.
Cool. Well, I wanted to thank you again for coming in, hanging out this evening, and playing and sharing this music with us.
Thanks, George.
I'm trying to think of other last thoughts. Do you have any last thoughts, things on your mind? What's the state of modern guitar?
Oh.
It's the deep question.
The state of modern
guitar.
What do you
think of?
Oh, boy.
Our listeners can ponder.
Yeah.
That one.
Well, it's I mean, certainly, I mean, since I'm so heavily involved with electric guitar, ultimately, I like the trend of going back to more vintage type gear. It seems like the younger players have a fascination with this and really mm-hmm. getting into those sounds, which I think are just really rich, you know. Yeah. And after having gone through kind of the digital, you know, grown up in the analog era, mm-hmm. that turned into the digital era, and so going back to the analog thing is very rewarding.
Right.
And there's really some great young players
around. Yeah. So once again, Kabu with us on the Cabaret tonight. Thanks again for stopping. And we're going to go out with, I guess, the last track on the album, right? This is called Brother Bruce, off of your album Lubbock. Again, you can check him out Sunday at the Muse in Lafayette. Coming up at the top of the hour will be Corriente. Thank you.
is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM, Fort Collins, and KGNU online. Please stay tuned for Corriente.
Power, political representation, and money. That's what the census is about. Tune in for the next edition of Alternative Radio to hear Arturo Vargas on why the 2020 census matters. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Join KGNU Community Radio for what may prove to be the final First Friday party at our Denver home, 700 Calumet Street, on Friday, December 7th, from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll be celebrating the legacy of Denver Open Media's 12 years, providing public access to the means of producing TV and video, with bands, food, comedy, and surprises, all broadcast live on Denver Cable's Channel 57. That's the final First Friday with Denver Open Media on December 7th at 700 Calumet Street in Denver, and all are welcome.
Today is Colorado Gives Day, the statewide day for giving to your favorite local nonprofit organization like KGNU. You have until midnight tonight to make a tax-deductible donation to keep your community-powered radio station strong at coloradogives.org.
This is Elena with you with Corriente this evening that will have some new music, some music from Panama, a couple of interviews, and maybe some requests. We'll see. But because it's December, December 12th is the day of Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, Tonantzin, a lot of different names. So in her honor, here is a song.